This is Kyle Tully from ConsultingTycoon.com, and today I've got another one of our students on the line, Mr. James Reynolds. James is from the UK, but now calls Dubai home, and in a matter of just 6 months, he cracked the magic six-figure mark, generating over $100,000 in his consulting business. Now, when he started, he had over $20,000 in credit card debt, he had $8,000 a month in expenses, and was in a high-paying job, but none of that was enough to stop him going after his internet marketing dreams. On the call today, you're going to hear how he landed $30,000 in business his very first month, how to get free publicity for your business in newspapers and on radio, a simple strategy James used to leverage his existing relationships into high-paying consulting clients. You'll learn about some of the cutting-edge marketing strategies he's using to find more high-level clients. So take a listen, then post your comments below. I'd love to hear what you think. All right, so James, welcome to the call.
Thanks, Kyle. It's great to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Mate, my pleasure. So look, let's jump right into some of the meaty stuff because you've been dropping little hints and teasers on my Facebook profile for a couple of months now, and I'm really interested to actually hear your story and really figure out what you've got going on. So can you share with us just some of the results that you've been able to generate over the past few months?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, just to give people a little bit of background in terms of sort of time scale and where I've come from, I literally started consulting in May of this year. So, I'm pretty new to this still and would still consider myself, you know, a relative novice to all of this stuff. But I managed to pick up some good results and gain some momentum pretty quickly. I managed to do within my first month about a $30,000 month. And we're now in what, we just moved into December, so sort of 6 months really since I started my business, and I've just crossed the $100,000 mark. So I'm pretty chuffed with the rate at, you know, which things have grown and exploded, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. 6 months to six figures. It's one of those dream results that, you know, a lot of people talk about, and congratulations, first of all. I think that's really, really impressive.
Thanks, buddy.
So you mentioned, yeah, you've been in this for 6 months. Can you give us, I guess, the 20,000 foot overview of exactly what your business is, you know, the different pieces it comprises of?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I got into the consulting business back in May time, it was, like many people's business, a sort of a one-man show. So I was out there, you know, trying to secure business with a fulfillment team at the back end, which was, you know, various outsourcing partners who would do website building and traffic generation, all that sort of stuff. However, just shortly after I really sort of got going on my own, I was propositioned essentially by some guys locally who I'd been involved with as part of a coaching program, who had an idea that they themselves wanted to set up a consultancy business and leverage that through various events and other things that they were doing. So they saw what I was doing at the time and said, look, James, you know, we've got this consultancy arm that we're looking to take on. Is it something that you would be interested in running? And we'll basically make you the major shareholder of the business and we'll be, you know, sort of passive there in the background. So I thought, well, you know, there's not really a hard answer to that. Of course I will, because these guys were doing, you know, big internet marketing, you know, events in the region. So I managed to land on my two feet there, you know, reasonably well. And since that point, I've been really looking at growing the business in such a way that we can leverage it to, you know, a place where I don't really have to be involved in it so much, and that we can really sort of take on board other people who act as consultants for the business that will grow it into a much larger operation. So that's kind of where, you know, where we're going with it. We're trying to sort of grow it out, looking at franchising models and all sorts of other stuff to really make this a very, very large operation as opposed to a sort of a one-man consultancy.
Fantastic. That's a long way to come in just 6 months. You know, it would take a lot of people many years to get to that point. I think that, you know, just goes to show the rate of acceleration that a successful, you know, internet marketing business can have, just because, you know, the speed that everything can happen at when you, you know, get the right pieces in the right order.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a great business, and it's one of those businesses that rare business, if you like, where you can start with literally next to nothing in terms of money down to get yourself up and running, and you can very quickly generate large profits with fantastic margins and really awesome sort of cash flow situation. So it is one of those almost sort of dream business models where you can get into it very quickly, and if you apply yourself properly, make very large profits within a short space of time. You know, with very little experience as well. So no, it's a fantastic model. I do feel kind of blessed to have found it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people probably overlook just how good the opportunity here is, you know, with internet marketing, with consulting. I don't know, it frustrates me that people, you know, don't dedicate themselves enough, don't put as much effort in as they really should. Because, you know, as we see with guys like you and some of the other people that I've interviewed, you know, when you do put the work in and put the effort in and really give it a really good, honest shot, the opportunities are like just staggering compared to what they were even, you know, 10 years ago. And so I love talking to people who are really, you know, grab the ball and are running with it, because it's just amazing what you guys are able to achieve. You know, that took me and some of the other guys who have been in this industry probably 10 years. You know, it took us so much longer to figure everything out. And now you guys are coming in like at the perfect time and just skyrocketing everything that I could ever have imagined doing, you know, when I was getting started. So it's just so exciting chatting to guys like you.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, one is the timing is right. I mean, we're seeing a massive growth, you know, on the internet, and businesses are now understanding that they absolutely have to be on the internet if they want to, you know, maintain or indeed grow their business. But also probably the difference between, you know, you getting into the industry and perhaps myself is, you know, I was presented with a ready-made business model. You know, when I took your coaching program, all the nuts and bolts were in place for me to succeed. So all I had to do really was just apply myself and apply myself to the formula that you'd put together. And as long as I followed that and wasn't, you know, distracted by, you know, other opportunities or trying to do things differently, you know, outside of the proven formula, there's no reason for, you know, myself or anyone not to succeed in this model. You know, what you've put together in terms of a program really is, I mean, it's a business in a box. And if people just apply the stuff that you're teaching, there's no reason why, you know, people shouldn't achieve the success that I've achieved and far beyond that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a cliche, but you know, I did try to make the program as much of a business in a box as possible. Like, I literally just dumped basically everything I do in my own business and said, you know, this is what I do, this is how I do it, here are the templates and everything. And I think you're right. You know, if you do kind of follow it and, you know, put your own unique personality into certain pieces, but as long as you follow the steps, it's pretty hard not to get results, you know, eventually. Frankly, some people aren't going to get results as quickly as you, and other people might get them faster, but you know, whatever your time frame is, you will get the results.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think from, you know, from my conversations with you and with other people, the people that, you know, probably aren't, you know, getting the results as fast as they would like or really just struggling to get off the ground are probably just missing some of the unique parts of the formula which they haven't applied. And literally, if you do follow the program and apply all of this stuff, then you should get results in a reasonable amount of time. So, I mean, you know, big up to you, Carl. It's an excellent program. And I keep shouting about it every opportunity.
Yeah, well, thanks, mate. I really do appreciate that. So let's backtrack a bit. What were you doing before you got into this crazy world of internet marketing?
Okay, I was in a crazy world of photography. So I've had a very much a complete left field turn to find myself where I am now in internet marketing. You know, my story goes back. I was you know, like a sort of a typical entrepreneur. I went through college and, you know, didn't do very well. You know, took a year doing product design, and needless to say, failed the first year, tried again the second year, and then, you know, failed and didn't really get on very well the second year either. So I kind of fell out of that, and just by chance at the time, with myself having an art and design background, I fell into a job as a photographer's assistant. Now, this was going back, this was 10 years ago now, in the UK. And I joined the company, which at the time was literally a two-person startup. There was myself and the photographer and his wife. It was a very good little business. I mean, we managed to, you know, achieve reasonable success within, you know, a short space of time, sort of 6 years, sort of after me, you know, sort of joining that company. We'd grown it to be kind of the most successful photography studio in the UK, which was where I was before. So at that point, you know, with the business being reasonably successful, we thought, right, what we're going to do now? If we want to grow it anymore, we've probably got to look at other opportunities. So we found ourselves looking abroad, and we ended up moving the business out to Dubai, which is where I am now. And again, the business went from success to success, and You know, sort of the end of last year, we'd grown the business from that initial sort of start of a three people to a business with over 50 employees and, you know, a multi-million dollar turnover. So it's doing really, really well. Now, after 10 years of being in a business, as you can imagine, I was really knocking at the door of my boss to bring me in, you know, at a higher level and make me a partner within the business. You know, I'd literally, you know, been responsible for a lot of the business growth and kind of felt it was my right to, you know, to be an equity partner. So after kind of, you know, 4 or 5 years of really knocking at the door, the end of last year, he actually finally agreed to that and said, yep, James, you know, we're going to bring you on board and make you a partner in the business. Now, all the time that this was happening, I'd just been introduced by a good friend of mine, Dave, to a guy called Ernesto that was running these internet marketing events and workshops and coaching programs in Dubai. And Ernesto came to me and said, look, James, I've got this big event happening at the end of the year called Unlimited Power Online. I need some publicity shots for it. Would you be interested in bartering, you know, some of your photography services for, you know, a place on my coaching program? Now, as a marketer in the photography business, I thought, yeah, this would be great. You know, it's another string to my bow. I'll give it a shot and, you know, more than happy to get our photographs out there where more people can see them. So, yeah, bring me on board. So I ended up on this, you know, internet marketing coaching program literally by chance. And like a lot of people, I'm sure, on your program and various communities that we're involved in, it just bit me. I mean, literally, I got into the internet marketing stuff and I thought, you know, wait a second, this is a massive opportunity here. And, you know, I sort of got myself involved and I started doing some of the coursework. And then the big event rolled around. Now, the event was called Unlimited Power Online. And they have a lot of the big, big internet marketing sort of speakers come over for that, the likes of John Carlton, Mike Filsay, Mike Koenigs, and various other people. And last year, I literally was sat in the event, totally dumbfounded at the lives that these guys were living, the business models they had. And I thought, this is just absolutely perfect. This is what I want to get into. Now, at that event, there was one very good mutual friend of ours, a guy called James Shramko, who I think most people perhaps listening to this would probably know of. And I thought, right, this guy's really, James is living the life that I want to live. He's got this fantastic seven-figure business. He lives on the beach. He's just got it perfect. So I just grabbed hold of his program and took it. So, then found myself obviously working through, you know, sort of James's stuff. And after a couple of months now, you know, sort of getting into the internet marketing thing even more, whilst now being a director of this new fantastic, you know, business that I was a part of, I thought, wait a second, I'm just about to commit to something long term here that I don't really want to be a part of. You know, yes, it's going to make me a ton load of money, but it's still someone else's business. I want to do something on my own. So literally a couple of months into this year, in fact, March of this year, you know, I thought to myself, right, I've had enough. I'm going to turn myself in. I'm going to do this internet marketing thing. And I walked into work one day and said, look, I said, look to my boss, look, you know, I don't need to work with you anymore. I found something else. I'm going to leave after 10 years. So as you can imagine, the kind of, you know, the mouth dropped a bit in the workplace and quite a few people were surprised at the sudden about turn because it happened so quickly. So, yeah, I mean, things move very fast for me.
That's brilliant. I'm sitting here smiling as I can just imagine you walking in to your boss and saying, sorry, I don't need you anymore. I mean, was that a bit of a leap of faith? I mean, were you really generating income from your internet marketing stuff, or was it more that you just saw the opportunity at that point?
Yeah, it was a massive leap of faith. Probably a rather foolish leap of faith, to be honest, looking back at it now. Because at that time, I was just doing literally a tiny bit of affiliate marketing, and a few dollars were dropping in the account here and there, but nothing at all to survive on. And of course, at that time, having just come from a very, you know, well-paying corporate job, I had really high expenses, you know, going out. My expenses at the time, I think, were probably about $8,000 per month. I'd accrued about $20,000 worth of credit card debt. Yeah. But I thought, look, it's no problem because, you know, when I leave this business, I've got this, you know, I've got a big bonus owing to me that will see me through. Now, things, unfortunately, you know, fell rather nastily with my previous employers, and they actually didn't pay me the big bonus that I was due. I was due about $40,000 worth of bonus, and I got paid none of it. So I then found myself in a situation of, you know, major expenses going out, about $8,000 a month going out, and all this debt. I had to quickly find a way to make money. So not really knowing what to do, I turned to James and James Schramko and said, look, you know, what business model should I be doing? You know, I need to start earning, you know, money quickly. What should I do? And he said, look, James, I'm just going to tell you one thing, and you just got to do consultancy. You know, go and speak to Carl, get on his course, and just really try and rock that stuff out. And that's what I did. And with that sort of, you know, amazing amount of pressure on myself to have to perform, you know, I made sure things happened very quickly, and I just literally ran at everything and gained momentum, thankfully, rather quickly. Because if I didn't, I'd have been in a bit of a big hole.
Love it. Fantastic. Yeah, I've had people come to me and ask me, you know, I see the opportunity, I feel like I'm making progress, you know, should I quit my job and jump in with both feet? And, you know, to keep my good conscience, I've got to tell people no, because it's too big of a risk, especially, you know, some people have got a mortgage, they've got a family to feed, you know, there's some serious considerations in there. But at the same time, some of the, you know, people who've had the biggest success most quickly really have jumped in with, you know, both feet and their whole family's feet and, you know, a whole lot of baggage along with them. And, you know, circumstances, I guess, force them to be successful. So it's amazing when it happens and when it works out well. But, you know, people need to keep in mind that it just as easily could have gone the other way.
Exactly. Yeah, so if anyone's listening to this, I don't want to be responsible for anyone ending up in jail.
Legal disclaimer, this is not financial advice.
Absolutely. Yeah, probably not the brightest thing to do. But it worked for me, and I'm very much the sort of person that... you know, really responds to pressure and challenges very well. So I kind of knew subconsciously that, you know, I knew subconsciously that one, that, you know, I may not have got that big payout that I was expecting. I kind of felt when I left that probably might happen, but still I went forward with it because I had belief that I could do it, and realized there was an opportunity, and realized if I had enough sort of manufactured pressure on myself that somehow, you know, a human being a human, I'd find a way to pull through. And, you know, needless to say, I've just about managed to do that.
I love the two words in that little section you were just talking about, pressure and belief. I think belief is just so, so important. If, you know, every success writer or philosopher of the last 100 years has, you know, said you've got to believe in yourself before you'll achieve anything. I think for me personally, and a lot of people I know, we work best under pressure, and whether it's manufactured or real or whatever, you know, we tend to produce some of our best stuff under that, you know, real hard pressure, because like you said, you know, we're humans and we're extremely capable, so much more than we ever give ourselves credit for. And, you know, whatever circumstances we put in, we can pretty much figure out how to get out of them. And I'd say one of the things I've seen that holds people back or really slows down their progress, and it happens to people, I guess people you consider who are successful in their current employment, is that they're kind of comfortable where they're at. You know, they're making maybe 50 to 80 grand a year in a comfortable job. They don't really hate their boss. They don't hate their life. You know, everything's kind of comfortable, and there's virtually zero pressure to make the transition. And they're the people I find you know, make the transition the slowest, if at all. So in that, I guess that case, it can be good to, I guess, manufacture some pressure and you know, give yourself some deadlines and things like that, if you really are interested in making the change to this kind of a lifestyle, which is, I guess, what it's all about, is the lifestyle difference more than the money difference.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that, you know, more, to be honest. I mean, you know, I of course had a, you know, rocky sort of 6 months really, you know, financially, until the business really started booming. But all that period, it wasn't about, oh God, you know, I've not got any money to do what I want to do, and, you know, I wish I had the cash that I had before. It was, you know, wait a second, what a great lifestyle I've got now. You know, I can wake up when I wake up. I can, you know, I can go to the beach during the day. I can do what I want to do on my terms. And that, to me, was the biggest thing. It was kind of breaking out that sort of shackles of employment and being answerable to someone else, to actually, you know, starting to run my own life the way I wanted to run it. And that was the biggest thing for me, you know, over anything else. The money's just a, you know, is a side part of that, I think.
Yeah, I think I sort of had the same realization, you know, probably 8, 9, 10 years ago. I, you know, had the list of all the things I wanted, and it was like the Porsche, the Ferrari, the big house overseas, the big house in the other place overseas, and all these, you know, big crazy things. And then when my business really started taking off, and, you know, I was in a position where I could go after those kind of things, or, you know, kind of almost take a step back and just live a really comfortable lifestyle, there was no decision to be made. It was like, the lifestyle is what I want. I want to be able to get up whenever I want. I want to be able to take a day off and spend it with my girlfriend. You know, I want to go for a mountain bike ride today and not have to do anything. And, you know, that really is the calling card for me. And I think most people, if you dig down to it, you know, the money, the only reason they want the money is they can, you know, get the lifestyle. And when you realize that you don't actually need that much money to live a pretty good lifestyle if you're working from home, it's a big weight off your shoulders, actually, and it's quite a relief.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, this business is fantastic. I'll keep saying it. You know, it does give you that opportunity, and once you sort of build a successful business, you can then go off and do all of that stuff. You know, on pretty minimal amounts of cash, as you say. You don't need to be a multimillionaire to live a damn good lifestyle. You know, nowadays you just have to be, you know, sort of wise and plan properly and make sure that you know you're sustainable. So no, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek kind of opened my eyes to, you know, just how much you could do with how little money in terms of, you know, traveling and living, you know, what would be considered, you know, a life of luxury, as long as you don't have, you know, the big massive debts and you're not bogged down by, you know, employees and having to pay staff every month and, you know, looking after other people, looking after multiple houses. If you, you know, get rid of all that stuff and strip it all away, you know, you can live a great lifestyle on a small, or relatively small income. Small is always a relative term. But look, you've been pretty successful, obviously, in this business and in your previous business. What would you say are some of the keys to your success?
Keys to success. I think, and it's probably going to sound terribly cliche to get, you know, talking to an internet marketing audience, but seriously, just taking action on stuff. You can have all the great sort of theory in the world and, you know the ins and outs of search engine optimization, the theory to this and, you know, how to build a WordPress site and whatever. But if you actually don't apply any of this stuff, you're never going to get any results. So I'm definitely kind of an action first type of person. You know, first I'll shoot and then I'll aim. I'll literally just go at stuff and then, you know, find a way to make it work. So, I mean, action is definitely one big thing. And probably the other two main things would be investing in both my education and investing in relationships, especially the sort of, the success of the business, the consultancy business since I launched it is all as a result of the relationships that I've built and the education that I've paid for and invested in, and kind of a lot of them come one before each other. So those are probably the things: action, invest in your education, and invest in relationships, because you never know, you know, who can help you and who's going to be there for you when you need them.
Excellent. So it's just the basics that everyone keeps saying, and you know, I guess there's a reason why everyone keeps saying them, because they work.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's probably, as I said, a bit cliche to go back to a lot of that stuff, but it really is. You know, I mean, it's very true.
I've found, you know, the more money I make and the simpler my business gets, you know, I'm relying more and more on those real basic truths that, you know, everyone's been saying for years and years and years. But my business is based on, you know, relationships and just doing stuff more than, you know, any of these new fancy tactics that come out, or staying up on, you know, the latest happenings in the market, or any, you know, the things that I guess some people feel like they need to be doing. The more I ignore all that stuff and just focus on the real core basics, like creating and deepening the relationships, focusing on just doing something every day that's positive for my business, you know, that's what's made the biggest impact on my business personally.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more.
So I don't think you've told us this, but how did you actually get your first consulting client?
My first client was someone who I dealt with or known through my previous business. And actually, a lot of the work I got very early on was, you know, as a result of those relationships that I'd built up. So my first point of call when I started up the consultancy was calling on those people that already knew me, liked me, and trusted me, and knew that whatever I was doing, I was probably, you know, doing a good job at. So literally, I just got on the phone the first few days, and I called up a bunch of people and said, look, this is what I'm doing, this is what I can do for you, and this is how I can help your business. Would you be interested in me coming to speak to you? And a bunch of them said yes, and then the first client was as a result of one of those conversations. I just said, look, you need some help, your website sucks, you know, if we set it up like this, I could say that because I knew them. Yeah. and you know, this is what I can do, and this is how it's going to help your business. You know, would you would be interested in speaking with me? And of course, those conversations lead on, and very quickly it turned into business. So I think it's a great place to start. If you know people have got long-standing relationships, then just go and mine those to start with. Tell the people that already know you and trust you what you're doing, and I'm sure you can get great work out of that almost straight away.
Excellent. And that can be a double-edged sword, because you know, you go to people who you know from your previous life and say, hey, I'm, you know, building websites. Did you get much resistance to, you know, oh, you're a photographer, you know, don't you do photography? How do you know about websites? Did anyone come back with an objection like that?
Yeah, a little bit to start with. Yeah, I mean, but then I just, you know, had to sort of use other sort of points of leverage to kind of sway that conversation. So I then said, look, you know, as you know, I'm a marketer. I've been in marketing for, you know, 10 years with my previous business. I understand the concept of marketing. I don't build you websites. I build you a marketing tool for your business that's going to bring you in more customers and more sales. So literally what I'm doing for is I'm applying the skills I've learned in my previous, you know, job the last 10 years, and I'm applying it to the internet. You know, I've got, you know, some of the best mentors in the world helping me, and blah, blah, blah. So you can back that sort of conversation up. But you definitely, you're probably going to get people going, wait a second, you took pictures before, what's happening now? Which I did get a little bit to start with. But I tried to, as quickly as possible, put myself in situations where I could kind of position myself as an authority within internet marketing. So at first possible opportunities where I had the chance to go out and speak to people, appear in the press, comment on radio and stuff like that, I really, really pushed that, because I knew that as soon as I started doing that sort of stuff, then I could then rightly say, well, look, you know, I am a knowledgeable person in this field that you have nothing to fear. So I tried to do that as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where, you know, when you're first getting started, you're not going to have experience as a consultant. You are going to have some, I guess, baggage from your previous job, or you know, your past that people know you for, and so you're going to have those, I guess, negatives. So everyone has to overcome them, and it's just about, you know, overcoming them in the simplest way possible. You know, basically just telling the truth, telling your story about how you transition from your old career to your new life. And I think most people are pretty, you know, open to people changing who they are, as long as you've got, you know, a believable reason why you did it, and you're not just suddenly trying to make a buck off selling websites, but you've got a legitimate, you know, backstory for how that happened. I think from my experience and the people I've talked with, they've almost all had that objection come up, and they've handled it the exact same way you did, by, you know, just telling the story, explaining, you know, look, what I do isn't actually build your website. You know, I understand marketing. I've been studying, you know, this whole internet thing, and I understand how to bring you new customers. That's what I'm going to help you do. And that seems to work a charm for everyone.
Yeah, no, it's a good tactic. And, you know, I'm sure most people are part of your program and doing the whole consultancy model won't actually be building the websites themselves, in which case you can then, you know, leverage off, you know, your supplier and show, you know, your client examples of the work that they've produced and some of the results that they've got, and use that as your proof element, if you like, just to reassure clients that actually you are going to deliver on this stuff. So, you know, there doesn't need to be a barrier then. And if people kind of feel that holds them back, there's absolutely no need for that to be the case. You know, there's ways around it.
Yeah, that's a great tip, putting together a team of people who really are experts. And then you can say, look, this is an example of the results my team produce. And you can show examples of websites they've done, of, you know, rankings in the search engines, PPC campaigns, if that's what you're doing. It's very easy to, I guess, get a whole bunch of proof elements together in a very short period of time just by leveraging off people who really are experts, which is what you should be doing anyway, because, you know, you can't build a $1 million business by being the guy that, you know, builds the websites and writes the articles and all that kind of technical stuff.
No, absolutely. And who would want to?
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be riding my bike than building websites. So you mentioned just as a sort of side thing there, getting noticed in the press and on radio. How did that come about?
It kind of came about as a result of the speaking gigs that I was doing. Now, my business partners in my consultancy firm, which is called the Web Reactivators, I mentioned they run internet marketing events here in the Middle East and have a, you know, very big once a year event, and a couple of sort of secondary events throughout the year. Now, I kind of made a challenge to them at last year's UPO when I got sort of into all this internet marketing stuff that, you know, next big event that we have, I want to be speaking on stage with all the big, you know, so-called gurus. And they kind of laughed at me as they would do. But actually, I managed to persuade them in the end. And sort of June of this year, I managed to speak at a pretty big event alongside some big people. And literally, as soon as I'd got that little window of exposure alongside, you know, other successful marketers on a reasonably big platform, I just tried to expose that as much as possible. So, you know, I got in touch with, sort of radio stations and said to them, look, you know, if you need someone to comment on internet marketing related matters, I'm here, I speak on stage, you know, I'm a reasonable authority in this field, just get in touch with me. And I did the same for the press. So I tried to make myself the kind of the go to guy on sort of internet related stuff, and off the back of that I managed to get a series of radio slots, which then, you know, got exposure in the press, and then other people approached me to comment on stuff, and it kind of just all snowballed from there. But I didn't kind of, you know, I didn't wait for people to come and, you know, speak to me. I made sure that they knew that I was kind of a person to go to if, you know, if there was, you know, stuff relating to internet marketing to be talked about. I think it's quite a good tactic, you know, just really hustle these people. You know, they're looking for people to comment on stuff, you know, make sure you're the person that they go to.
Yeah, I think that's key. You know, these guys, you know, whether they're newspaper or radio or television or whatever, you know, they've got to put out a lot of content. You know, it's hard enough trying to keep a blog fresh with content, but imagine putting out a radio show every single day and you need fresh content. So these guys are actively looking for stuff. And, you know, frankly, they're not going to come knocking on your door unless you've, you know, got some previous press or some kind of exposure. So you do need to chase them down. I think, like you said, it's all about hustling and, you know, making stuff happen for yourself. You know, I guess you make your own luck in this business. But I think it's brilliant. I think a lot of people won't do that because, you know, I guess there's this imaginary barrier to entry to, you know, getting in the, I guess, legitimate media rather than, you know, just putting stuff out on the internet like anyone can do. But I think for those that do take that little extra leap of faith and put effort in that area, I think that can, you know, really return in spades.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And it's great then, you know, it's not just the initial exposure. You can then get so much more mileage out of it afterwards as well. You know, once you've been sort of, you know, seen or, you know, pictured speaking at a radio station or appearing on stage, suddenly you become a really credible person, which then has great follow through into your business because you can start charging more. You can, you know, start to sort of control the terms of contracts a lot more. It puts you in a lot stronger frame than when you don't have that. So just a little bit of, as you said, hustling almost to get yourself some of that exposure will really pay off the back end as well.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, you only become an expert when other people really start acknowledging you as one. And as soon as a newspaper or a radio show or something have acknowledged you as an expert, you know, you can leverage that for years, if not forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you used any other strategies for getting clients? Like the video reviews are quite popular, direct mail, anything like that, especially as you start scaling your business?
Yeah, initially, I was doing a lot of video reviews. I mean, you know, I sort of would make sure that I had it sort of structured into my marketing plan, and I had, you know, literally a sort of a day-by-day sort of challenge myself that I'd get out one video a day. And I got some great results from that, you know, very early on. They were hugely successful for me. I was getting, you know, sort of 40, 50% callbacks and really good follow-through. So video reviews, absolutely killer. I was doing tons of those. I actually scaled those back a little bit now because I've really focused a lot more on referral marketing.
Yep.
And not just referral marketing through, you know, client base. So, you know, approaching clients to say, look, you know, you had great services for me. Would you mind recommending? But really trying to be extremely strategic about it. So what I've done is basically built relationships with other companies and other individuals who have the same target market as me. And we've developed an understanding of a referral relationship where they will almost approach all of their customers to refer me in, and I will do the same for them. So we're passing business both ways. And that has been hugely successful for me. I've got One of my sort of strongest referral partners is an IT firm. So as you can imagine, IT firms, most business or a lot of businesses think, well, IT firm, they've got to do websites. So these guys get asked, you know, a lot for websites, and they pass all of those inquiries through to me. And vice versa, as you know, as I of course do websites, I say, well, don't you do IT? Don't you start, you know, wiring all of our computers in as well? And I go, well, no, but you know, I have a guy who's really great at that. I suggest you get in touch with these guys. So I'm trying to now build up almost, you know, pockets of people that I actually call my referral partners, who are on a monthly basis bringing me work, you know, all the time. So I don't have to go out and sort of run after it so much myself. And that's working hugely well. It's working exceptionally well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I think one of the reasons why that kind of a strategy works so well is that people are coming to you, and the moment a client approaches you, you're automatically in that, you know, position of power where, you know, they're chasing you, you're not chasing them. You're a busy guy, you've got other clients, you know, if they want to work with you, they have to sort of come chasing you. And just that, it's almost just a mental shift in the paradigm of, you know, rather than you calling them up and saying, hey, can I build you a website, it's them coming to you saying, hey, can you build me a website. It just shifts the entire power of that relationship right from the start, and I've seen that follows through the entire relationship. Literally 5 years later, you're still in a stronger position because they approach you first. I think that's one of the strongest reasons that works. And the exact same approach is absolutely crushing it for both one of my mentoring students and one of my other higher-end coaching students. They've got deals with graphic designers, a printer, a few other people like that who have, you know, similar businesses, who frankly aren't experts at internet marketing, they're not experts at traffic, you know, they can barely throw a website up. Rather than, you know, doing a half-assed job for their clients and websites, they refer business to my guys who build good websites, get good traffic, and in turn they refer, you know, printing for business cards and all that kind of stuff back over. And you literally don't have to do any other marketing once you've got a couple of these channels set up. It's really amazing what you can generate.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's so much more fun when you don't have to go chasing after work. You know that you're going to be getting, you know, a certain amount of good, strong referrals coming through each month. It's just, you know, so much more reassuring for you and your business when you know that really high-level referrals are coming in, because, as you said, they're so much easier to close. The relationships work out to be so much better. You're just not having to chase so much and be in a weaker position going into a relationship. And it's fantastic. I mean, literally, that is where my sort of main focus is now, along with doing events. I mean, events, I want to now moved into webinars, anything really now where I can leverage a lot stronger and hit a wider audience with the same amount of time is what I'm trying to do. So we're starting to look at now, we've got booked in a certain number of breakfast mornings where I invite, you know, a business audience for a small workshop with a, you know, with obviously a sales pitch on the back end. That's something we're working on. We're working on, you know, webinars as well to hit business audiences. So anything now really where we can start to, you know, hit a wider audience with the same amount of effort and the same amount of time is really, you know, the area of focus for us.
Excellent. Yeah, that's one of the, I guess, the core strategies I try and get across is, you know, go out there and do stuff in a small way first, prove the model to yourself. And once you've got, you know, a system that works in whatever area of your business it is, then start leveraging it out and start seeing how you can multiply that. You know, if you've got a direct mail letter that works, go and send it to 1,000 people. If you've got a sales script that works, you know, figure out how you can get as many people listening to that script as possible, whether that's, you know, a webinar or a live event, which are also working really well for a couple of people who are doing them. I think there's some great ways to get real leverage out of, you know, whatever system you've got in your business. So look, what's your number one tip for someone if they're just getting started in consulting? They've maybe got, you know, a couple of months internet marketing experience. They've come to the realization that, you know, they're not really interested in any other niches. They're not, you know, going to go into the fat loss or acne markets or anything like that. And they feel like consulting is the best way to go. What would your number one piece of advice be to them?
I would actually just quote some advice that you gave me, and I think it's part of your course, which, you know, I just held at the top of my mind, you know, throughout my sort of, you know, sort of first few weeks and beyond. That is, marketing is the key, and make sure you spend at least 25%, if not more, of your time marketing your business. Because you can have the best fulfillment team in the world, you can have the best product, you can deliver the best results, but if people aren't hearing about it and you're not marketing your business, you're not going to be successful. So make sure you put together a proper marketing plan, you know the channels that you're going to be doing, and make sure you follow through on that consistently. Because if you do that, you're almost guaranteed to succeed. It might not happen straight away, but once you get enough of that marketing happening and enough of that marketing going out and into your funnels, then eventually you'll start to really pick up momentum, and very quickly you'll start to get results. So just market, and market heavy, really. That's probably the biggest piece of advice that I'd give.
Spot on. I'm probably a little bit biased, but I think that's really good advice. Now, just before the call, I posted on Facebook if there are any of my followers that had any questions for you. I don't know if you know Dallas, but he asked me a really strange question, and I thought maybe he might be a friend of yours. So I'm going to ask the question anyway, and it could be completely random, or maybe it's an inside joke or something. But Dallas asked, did you ever offer any horse head bookends as a bonus to clinch the deal?
I do know Dallas through James's form. I've got no idea what he's talking about. Mighty fine idea, though. I'll see if I can implement that in my next marketing campaign. I don't know what he's on about.
it was after 5 o'clock, so he might have been on the beers. We'll excuse Dallas for that one. And Kat has a triple-headed question. She says, I'd like to know how he went about systemizing his business, for number one. Number two is getting the work done. And number three, do you offer social media for your business model?
Okay, so what was that? Systems?
Systems, and then getting the work done, and then social media.
Okay, I'll answer those then in order. Systems is something that at the moment is a real, real big focus for me, and I've got it sort of written on my whiteboard here, system, but I can't say the middle word out of everything I do. It's a rude word. But literally, just to keep my focus on actually just making sure that every element of my business is now systemized, because my aim now, sort of 6 months in, is to, in 6 months' time, make myself basically not required within the business. I want that business just to operate completely on its own. So I've integral in that system is, of course, the fulfillment part of it. All of the website building, traffic generation, all the services that we offer are completely outsourced. There's nothing that we do in-house. So a certain amount of that system is taken care of by those outsourced teams. But quite recently, I bought on board a virtual assistant who will be responsible for managing those jobs internally. So, working between the various outsourced suppliers and the client to make sure that the jobs are delivered. So my role and my consultant's role, because we're now bringing consultants into the business, are literally just to go out there and win the work. And then once that brief is taken, they pass it over on to my virtual assistant, and then the job is taken care of and delivered back. So we're trying to make that process as smooth as possible. So I'm mind mapping like hell at the moment, creating all these, system diagrams and training videos. So literally everything is down on paper and systemized in such a way that, if I step out of the business for 6 months, that business will carry on growing. And that's really the place that I want to be at. So systems is a big thing. As much as you can systemize, if you have to do it once or twice, make sure you put a system in place for it.
Excellent.
Second part was getting the work done. I've just answered, most of that. Everything is outsourced. Thankfully, through, kind of the relationships that I've built up, I've managed to sort of, go out and find some of the best people in the industry who do all the fulfillment work. So absolutely everything, goes out to an outsourced provider. And we have probably 5 or 6, I think, different outsourced providers for different aspects of the business, such as websites, SEO, PPC, content writing, copywriting as well. So everything then is outsourced. And then third part of our question was social media. Yes, we are starting to offer social media. It's not something that I recommend to all of my clients, because I don't think for a lot of small businesses it's the right approach to take. But for some businesses it does work very, very well. So it is something that I got working with a couple of clients right now. And again, that's just outsourced as well. So I'm offering someone else's package and just acting as the middleman and selling it on.
Fantastic. Okay, we're just about at the end of the call. I think I've asked most of the questions I wanted to ask. Is there anything else you'd like to share just before we wrap up?
I don't know, really. Not more than we probably shared already. I mean, you know, I'm just in terms of where the business is, you know, is going at right now. We're looking at expanding it into other areas. So, you know, it'd probably be nice to sort of check back with you in a couple of months' time and just report back on some of the activities that we've got going on. But no, mate, I think it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you and nothing more to share.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'll chase you up in a couple of months and we'll see how your plans for world domination are coming along.
Absolutely, yeah. If I'm not a multi-millionaire, then I want shooting down.
Brilliant, mate. Thanks so much for joining me today. We've delivered a lot of really good insights into what's going to be, I'm no doubt, sure going to be like a multi-million dollar business in a very short period of time. So thanks a lot for sharing that with us. And, you know, I wish you all the best in the future. You've one of my best students in terms of, you know, taking action and just getting stuff done. And you're a pretty good guy to boot. So, mate, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.